The second scripture lesson this morning is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. Listen again to God's word. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has been raised from the dead. And indeed, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Isn't that an Easter scripture? Do we usually hear that at Easter?
We do usually hear that at Easter, but Easter isn't just one Sunday each year. Easter is a daily reality. Every Sunday that we Christians gather in worship is supposed to be a sort of mini-Easter, a mini-Easter celebration in worship and praise of the risen Christ. Easter is foundational to who we are as followers of Jesus, as much as Christmas and Good Friday. We are Easter people, people of the empty tomb, people of new life. And it's Jesus who gives us this new life and shows us what this new life looks like. The women who gathered at the tomb only to find it empty that first Easter heard Jesus tell them to give a message to the disciples. "He has been raised. He is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there."
We've heard this before, right?
Right. We have heard this before several times, many times, but it's important for us to hear it again and for us to remember each and every day that no matter where we are going in life, Jesus has gone there ahead of us, and we should expect to see him wherever we are going. It's especially true in a time of transition, a time like this, when you're retiring, Debbie, and starting a new chapter in your life, and we as a congregation are also going into a transition. In both cases, Jesus is going ahead of us, and it is important for both you and for us as a congregation to look for Jesus, to look for Jesus and to discover where he is and what he is doing so that we can be part of God's work. I've been thinking a lot about transitions as you've been cleaning out your office. 20 years ago, that's a transition in and of itself.
Thank you, Duncan.
Great. 20 years ago when you came to First Church, it was a huge transition for you. You left a job, and you came to a new place to do new work, work that had only been done on a volunteer basis before. But Jesus was already here when you arrived. How have you experienced Jesus in this place? How have you discerned him going ahead of you all these years?
I have known Jesus to be here with me and with this congregation each and every day of the past 20 years. Jesus has led us through times of great fun, such as Easter egg hunts, game nights, church picnics, that was a hard word. Jesus has sat with us in Sunday school classes, Bible studies, and here in worship. Jesus has held our hands in hospital visits and on mission trips. Jesus has wiped our tears at funerals and when other dear members of our community have moved away. And now as I transition to retirement and the congregation prepares for a new season, I know Jesus will lead me to a place where I can be of use in God's kingdom. And Jesus will be here at First Presbyterian to continue his ministry and mission through this congregation.
We often talk about Jesus being the light of the world. In John's gospel, it says that Jesus is the Word, the light shining in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. We need light to find our way on this journey, to find the way Jesus is leading, to follow him. So, who were some of the people who shared the light of Christ with you, who held up the light of Christ in this congregation?
Well, the first person I met from this congregation was Reverend John Black. John has always been a light to this congregation and to me in the years we served together. There are so many people I could name, but I have to tell you that the first member who comes to my mind is the late Jane Allen. Jane took me under her wings and helped me to get assimilated into the congregation and the community. Jane was kind and caring to me. But there are many others. Sue and Dick Hammond, Harold and Jean Kretzing, and so many more who just took care of me and supported me in so many different ways. Jean, I don't know if you remember, but when I first came here and I commuted from Enola, which Jean thought was 100 million miles away, you would ask me every Tuesday or Thursday when there were session meetings or book club to come to her house for dinner. And you would make for me things I like, which we all know are about 4 items. But I look in this congregation and I see 1,000 points of light. Each of you in your own way have helped me. Sue, you and Dick were my adopted parents, and you still are, and I care so much for you and how you have taken care of me. Dick and Sue would listen and hear me out when I might have some minor complaints about the community and what was happening here. But they're not the only ones. Sunday school teachers, volunteers, I could name each one of you, and I'd still forget someone who isn't here today. You have all led Sunday school classes, volunteered, went to mission trips. You have gifted me with love, respect, and appreciation. This church literally glows with the light of Christ for me.
It's often easier, I think, for us to see how Jesus has been with us when we look back, when we look to the past. But Scripture says that Jesus is with us now and that Jesus is going ahead of us into the future, that we will see him there. That means for us as a congregation and for you as an individual.
I think I am worrying less about the congregation than some of you seem to be. Many of you have come up to me and said, "Debbie, what will we do without you?" And my regular response is, the church was here for 265 years before me. I think you'll be okay. I just want you to know that. I have no doubts that Jesus is in this church He has blessed this congregation with wonderful leadership. He has blessed this congregation with talented volunteers, committed members, and a love of the gospel that each of you have. Jesus is here, right now. And I don't think any of you as a congregation should ever doubt this. You'll be fine. Believe me. Believe Jesus. You'll be fine.
You're right. For once. Just kidding.
Okay, twice.
Twice. Okay. Jesus is here and will continue to be here in the future. And for you, Debbie, this is a new and exciting time because you don't know what the future holds. You will have new opportunities and places to serve. It will be important for you to keep your eyes open to discover where Jesus is and how you can be in ministry with him. I know you will continue serving the Presbytery of Carlisle as treasurer, a thankless job that I conned her into doing in the first place, and that you will continue to be involved with APSE, the Association of Presbyterian Church Educators. But you will also become involved in a new congregation, a place where your skills and gifts and talents will be used by God. As you look for that place, look for Jesus. Look for what he is doing by the power of the Holy Spirit and ask how you can be part of it.
I know Jesus is going before me to prepare another congregation for my weird and wacky ways, but also to help them let me shine the unique light that Jesus has gifted me so I can serve his kingdom in community and in the world. Oh, and let's not forget the blessings of grandchildren. I can become more of a friend and a companion to my oldest granddaughter, Michelle, who is in the master's program at York College right now. And I get to be more present to the two younger ones, Mason and Mackenzie, who are in kindergarten and third grade. I can now go to their school events, sports activities. I'm excited. And I'm also thankful that God, in this season of my life, has given me this opportunity to share time and be in good health, to share time with my husband, Dave, with all my family, and with my grandchildren. I truly have been blessed.
Sounds like you will be busy and having lots of fun.
Reading jigsaw puzzles. Yeah.
But we have to admit that transitions are still hard. It was hard for the disciples to watch as Jesus was arrested and crucified, and even after the resurrection, it was hard for them to know that Jesus wasn't always going to be there with them physically, in person. But Jesus promised his disciples, his followers, that he would be with them, that he would be with us by the power of the Holy Spirit. That is how God is with us today. Transitions and departures remind us that we live in the already but not yet of God's kingdom. We already live in the kingdom. God's kingdom has come, but the kingdom is not yet fully here. But we have the promise that God's kingdom will come one day in fullness. That's what we read in the prophet Joel. We have the promise that in the day of the Lord, all will be set right.
And Joel says, sons and daughters, old men and women, young men and young women, everyone will receive God's Spirit. Jesus will be with us, and we will be with Jesus. And I am excited for all of us. May we all keep watch for Jesus as he is here today, will be here tomorrow, will be here always, as he will be with me, wherever I go, and I am thankful. Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal God, we give you thanks for your presence among us. Lord, help us to be aware, to keep our eyes and our ears and our hearts and our minds open to your presence wherever we go, so that we may see you and feel you and know you and be in ministry with you. In Jesus' name, amen.